Hey guys, and welcome to the 10th episode of the Tales of an African Princess in America. My name is Ozzy. So as you can tell, I'm super excited because today is actually the 10th episode of my stories. And the reason why I'm excited is because after the first episode, I was like, I'm not doing this anymore. And my friend is like, do it. I like the first one. I think you should do more of these. So yes, 10th episode. Wow. I'm also really excited because on my last episode, I said that if you had a request of something that you wanted me to talk about, I was open to it. And today I got my very first request, and it's kind of weird, but I'll go with it. So it's, what are the things that you hate or dislike about yourself? Wow. So first off, I don't hate myself. Okay. So the reason is because I have to live in my skin for a lifetime, and if I hate myself, I'm not gonna be able to do that. So, but there are some things that I dislike about myself, the things that I wish I could tweak or change. These are the things I want to tell you about. The first one is I have acne prone skin. Oh jeez. So once I hit puberty, OMG, I have stress acne, I just ate something oily acne, I have an exam acne, I have everything acne. So so the easiest way to make me mad is to touch my face for any reason. Don't say hello to me by hi, how you touch my, don't touch my face, because I'm very sensitive about this. That's definitely top on the list. You know what? If you follow me on Tales of an African Princess on Instagram, I'm gonna actually put something that works for me. So I know a lot of people are going through this. They have acne prone skin. They're going crazy. Calm down, okay? Something works. So I'm gonna put it out there today, later in the day, but I'll put it out there. The good thing about it is you wrinkle less if your skin is oily. So hey, don't feel too bad. The next thing is I cannot watch a movie if it's over an hour and 30 minutes long. I cannot watch a movie straight. I will fall asleep. So I'm not the kind of person you take to the movies. Something about the cool air and just the noise, and I'll be snoozing. So I have to watch my movies in bits if they're too long, and I don't necessarily like that, but hey, I just, you know what, I'm trying to deal with that. The third thing is I don't go out at night, or I don't like to go out at night, and this is very frustrating because a lot of people want to do stuff at night. The reason is because I sleep early and I wake up early, and these are the times that I get stuff done. So if I go out at night, it's because I really, really like you. Literally, once it's 9, my eyes start twitching, getting red, and I just want to go to bed, my bed. Okay. Another thing, I get irritated really, really fast. I have a short fuse. I have been trying to work on this, but it's not like I lash out and throw things and get mad. No, it's just I feel the surge inside me. Like, oh, I'm angry, but I don't necessarily do anything about it. So it's good in a way because I'm able to decide pretty fast if I want to be in a relationship or not. But I generally wish I could take a little bit of nonsense from people, but most times I just can't. So again, if I'm sleepy, if I'm tired, if I'm hungry, these are not the best times to get good information from me. I wish I could work on that, but yeah. Another thing I don't like is that I'm introvert. So I prefer if you actually send me a text message than if you call me. It's because I like my own company a lot, and I guess it's good in a way because I'm able to make decisions for myself. So I don't do well in a clique because I get lost in groups like that. So yeah, I think I'm introverted, but the good thing is that I can make my own decisions. The bad thing is when it's time to network, oh my god, it's like I'm going out of my skin to do it, and I wish it could come a little easier, but you know, I'm dealing with it. But these are the things that are, I wish I could change, but you know, hey, we're not perfect, and we all have to deal with certain things in our lives. So go ahead and leave a comment if there are things that you can relate to, or if there are things in your life that you're not excited about but you're dealing with it. Yeah, I think I'll be very happy to hear that. And oh, I'm so happy today, let me tell you guys, because winter is over, the weather is perfect, we're going into spring, and everything is right with the world. So very excited. It's the middle of the week, super stoked. So I wish you guys a good rest of the week, and hope you enjoyed my episode, and have a great day.
Do you know that about one in every three people in the United States listen to at least one podcast every month? That's millions of people listening. And do you also know that every month, thousands of podcast listeners listen to the Tales of an African Princess in America podcast? Well, do you have a business, service, or event that you would love others to hear about? Then look no further. To promote your services on the podcast, send an email to talesbydrozy@gmail.com today. Or you can visit our website at www.talesofanafricanprincessinamerica.com.